And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul and his servant, seek me a woman that hath the familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. He's literally inquiring of a witch. Saved Christians can literally go and inquire of witches today. It happens. And you say, how does that happen? They were blinded by pride. They thought too highly of themselves. And because of that pride, it takes them down a dark road. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. We start rebelling against the word of God. You can believe any heresy. And when God's not talking to you, well, let's just find a witch to tell us something. It's like, what in the world? Is this not enough? You have to ask a witch what to do? And look, Christians do this. It's bizarre. Promoting witches. Promoting all manner of evil and things that are false and so-called. Look, the only instruction we should be getting is from God's word. Let alone, women aren't supposed to teach the Bible. Let alone teach you witchcraft. What in the world? He's so blinded. You know, and they'll embrace raging heretics like David Icke. You say, why would anybody listen to David Icke as a Christian? Because they're blinded by pride. That, let me tell you, I went to the Wikipedia on David Icke, okay, and I am not an expert. Listen to David Icke and tell me if you think this is a person you should learn anything from. He claims to be the Godhead in physical form, like Jesus.
But do you claim to be the Son of God? Because Terry Wogan said to you on the Wogan Show, you claim to be the Son of God, and you said yes.
Well, I am, yes, I'm saying that. But what I'm saying is we're all the children of God. But some people come to earth, Jesus was one, there were many more before him, who are actually part of the soul of the Godhead. It's God incarnate on earth. That's what Jesus was, that's what these other people were before.
He says there's been many people that are the Godhead embodied on earth and in the past. Not just Jesus, others, and he is literally part of the Godhead. He said this on national television. It gets worse, okay? I don't know if it gets worse, but it gets weirder, okay? Icke believes that an interdimensional race of reptilian beings called Archons have hijacked the earth and are stopping humanity from realizing its true potential. He has a really good perspective on the earth. He claims they are the same beings as the Nukanai, deities from the Babylonian creation myth, the Enuma Elis, and are the fallen angels or watchers who mated with women, human women in the biblical Apocrypha.
Were the crossbreeds between humanity and these reptilian gods. In other words, a reptilian extraterrestrial race has been controlling planet Earth for thousands of years to this day and putting its genetic compatible bloodlines into the positions of power.
He believes that a genetically modified human archon hybrid race of shape-shifting reptilians known as the Babylonian Brotherhood or the Illuminati manipulate global events to keep humans in constant fear. This guy has got a strong head on his shoulders. So the Archons can feed off the negative energy this creates. He's so convinced in negative energy, he only wears turquoise for a long period of his life because he believes turquoise brings in all the good energy and black clothes are all the negative energy. That's why I took my coat off for the evening, okay? I didn't want any of these extra negative energies. So maybe I have a turquoise tie I can borrow up here. No. In The Biggest Secret, this is a book he wrote, Icke identified the Brotherhood as descendants of reptilians from the constellation Draco and said they live in caverns inside the earth. This sounds bizarre. Look, Christians are literally promoting this guy. What viewpoint? If I told you all that, what would you want to hear me say next? About anything. I don't care what. I don't care if he's the greatest chef on earth. I don't want his recipe. Ike said in an interview, when you get back into the ancient world, you find this reoccurring theme of a union between a non-human race and humans, creating a hybrid race. He said, from 1998, I started coming across people who told me they have seen people change into a non-human form. It's an age-old phenomenon known as shape-shifting. The basic form is like a scaly humanoid with reptilian rather than humanoid eyes. Oh, yeah, but he really understands what's going on with COVID. It's reptilian demons that are living inside the earth. You are bizarre, my friend. I remember that witch in Endor saying God's coming, you know, out of the earth. Makes me think of this reptilian race nonsense that this guy's spouting. You know, why do people do this crap? Because they're blinded by pride, my friend. Because they have hatred in their heart for their brothers and sisters in Christ. And instead of listening to godly counsel, they have to go to the strangest, creepiest, weirdest things. And I wouldn't even believe that if we didn't have Saul in the Bible. I'd be like, how could anybody do this? But Saul did it. Look, embracing raging heretics. Why would I listen to anything that an antichrist has to say? He claims to be Jesus. Done. Any antichrist, you know what opinion I want to hear from them? None. They should be put to silence. Go if you would to 2 John chapter 1, we'll finish. The Bible says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? You know what I think about David Icke? Liar. Ben Shapiro, liar. I don't care. You say they have a really good opinion on what? Lies. They're really good at lying. They're really good at denying the Father and the Son. They're really good at, you know, taking people to hell, confusing people and distracting people, and getting involved in a carnal fight that doesn't even exist. You go fight the reptilians with him, all right? Have fun. I'm not interested. 2 John chapter 1, look at verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world. Now, how do I know if he's a deceiver? Who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we have received a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, promote him on your live stream. Oh, wait a minute. That is not what it said. Talk about how wonderful he is. Interview him. Bring him over to your house. Promote him to other people. No! He says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. You say, why would I not want to do that? For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. David Icke is an evil, wicked man. And I do not want anything to do with his deeds. Nothing. You know how much I'm going to bid him? Go to hell. You freak. You antichrist, demonic, devil, spirit. I want nothing to do with that. He is a liar. Well, he believes 9/11 is an inside job. Who doesn't? Morons. I mean, he believes God exists. You know. Oh, wow. That's such a shock. You know, just because a broken clock is right twice a day doesn't mean you shouldn't throw in the trash.